after getting that win last weekend, how important is it to kick on now?
It would be obviously nice if we could get into a wee rhythm of, you know, getting two or three games under our belt, or two or three victories under our belt, especially in this league where, you know, it would push you right into the, you know, into the top four or whatever. And by the same token, if you hit the same sort of run again, you know, you're going to be sitting near the bottom. So, you know, it would be nice if we could get a run of consistency. We've now got three away games coming up in the bounce, two league games away, and then obviously a cup tie away at Hampden. So, you know, we've got a big few weeks ahead of us, and I think the anticipation of what's coming up is, you know, exciting for everybody, and therefore we hope that the players can take the confidence for Saturday and move on to these three away games, and let's hope we can come back with points.
Three crucial away games, three big away games, three difficult away games, but, you know, something to thrive on, a real test to look forward to, I would say.
Well, that's what I said to the players. That's why they play football. That's why I manage. I try to say that to them before the game on Saturday. You know, people always say about, oh, you've no winning since August and stuff like that, and that they're all facts. But what I'm trying to get the players is to enjoy what they do, not to worry about stuff. I mean, they're part-time players; they work all week, and I'm just trying to get them into that mindset of, look, when you get on a Saturday, try and enjoy it. Don't go out and worry about, you know, this run you've been on. And, you know, we have shot ourselves in the foot a lot of times with the games we've lost. They've been self-inflicted. So, you know, I was really surprised at how we started the game on Saturday, because right for the offset, I tried to tell them to break themselves in, but there was none of that. They go out in the front foot right for the off, and they went out and played really well, and hopefully they can carry that on Saturday.
It's really important, isn't it, to keep in touch with those playoff places?
Well, as I've always said, that's got to be your aim, and I mean, at the minute we're well in touch with it. But by the same token, you know, you also make sure that you're keeping yourself away from the bottom, and as I say, the league's that tight, and every week it's hard to predict the result of games in this league. So that's why it's been important if we could get in a wee run, because I feel as if we could go in a wee run and get our confidence up, then that would set us up for the season.
Yeah, Stenhouse Muir on Saturday. Firstly, Jim, your thoughts on that?
Well, tough game. I mean, they made a big signing last week with Jason Scotland going there, and we played them a couple of weeks ago and beat them 3-0 at home in the cup. But I felt as though it was a bit of a false result, and I thought they had too much possession for my liking in the second half of the game. And, you know, we'll need to be better than we were that day if we're going to beat them. But as I say, last week I think we took a lot of positives for that, and hopefully, you know, we kick on on Saturday and come back with the points.
Success breeds success. It's an old cliche, I know, but a good win last weekend, another victory against Stenhouse Muir, and then you can really go into the Dunfermline game with a lot of confidence.
Well, that's the aim. I mean, if we could win on Saturday, you know, it would make us dangerous in the Dunfermline game to a certain extent, where you've then had 6 out of 6 points, and you can get out of Dunfermline, and obviously they're a top team, but, you know, it's a good place to go. Our next two games would then be going to Dunfermline and then going to Hampden, you know, which is good times for the players, and we'll look forward to it. But it would be really nice going there on Saturday, knowing that a week on Saturday, knowing that we've got another 3 points in the bag for Saturday coming.